What's up, everybody? This week, I have a conversation with the man we call Mormon. He'll be filling in while John is in the hospital battling vaginitis. This happened the night after the Bellator-Ortiz-Sonnen fight, where everyone's saying it was fixed. All I'm saying, if that, in fact, was fixed, I wish they would have just made it better. But yes, in this conversation, we're definitely both. I'm 20-plus beers deep, and Mormon's scrambling to catch up. So if you're a dumbass white person, change all your profile pics to your Dono Ventura, set back, and listen to the cesspool.
Well, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
Welcome to the cesspool. I am Jim J. Foster, and I am here with Sean, the Mormon dot Norman, and we would both like to thank Phil Collins for that lovely intro. That costed us a lot of money, and the reason why the Mormons here
cost us,
and the reason why the Mormons here is because he brings to us some solemn, sad news.
It's with a deep sympathy that we unfortunately had to announce the passing of our former co-host, John. He lost his foot this afternoon.
And now Sean has to fill his size 38 shoes, but only one of them, because he has lost a foot. So, post-Bellator, Ortiz versus Sonnen, this was definitely a one-fight show. Paul Daly, who was straight from the streets of London, or wherever the fuck he's from.
He was singing West Side Story before he got into this.
He knocked out Brendan Ward with first it started with a spinning back elbow, and then he hit him with a brutal knee, knocked him out. The guy got stretchered out. That was definitely fight of the night. A Gracie fought on the card, looked terrible against Cato, I think it was.
Cato, but the Hasake.
The main reason everyone watched this, and I had a ton of friends watch this, there's a lot of hype behind this, was Tito Ortiz's last fight was against Chael Sonnen, who you can see on The Celebrity Apprentice.
And Monday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time.
Who I hope does better on that show. And he did on this show.
He almost tapped out two episodes ago.
So the thing I'll remember about Tito Ortiz is he was really one of the first, I think the first breakout star for UFC. Obviously Gracie and Shamrock and all that, they had stars, but the first like kind of mainstream guy, he got on the cover of all the video games. He was just banging. He was one of the guys banging the shit out of Jenna Jameson.
He's the first person when I think of like UFC. It's like Tito Ortiz.
He bleached his hair a lot more than Jenna. Maybe they did it together. We don't know. But he was the first until Chuck Liddell came and bashed his brains out that he was kind of the face of the UFC. And he would have probably been there longer if he didn't do the Dana's My Bitch shirts or stuff like that.
I remember Ortiz, Liddell. Didn't remember much of Hoyce Gracie until he did that Bellator, and then that's when I started researching him, and that's when I didn't know the first UFC was, there was no time limits. It was bare knuckle to the, you know, didn't know all about that. To the death.
Yeah, so this was Tito's last fight. The build-up was great. They had the countdown show that was great. It was basically Sonnen just making fun of Ortiz. Ortiz had no comebacks. He couldn't formulate sentences. And to be honest, Sonnen got me hyped up for it, and I called Sonnen to win. Guillotine choke, second round. He almost got a guillotine choke in this fight. And then he tapped to a choke that looked to be on the chin. And then in his post-fight ESPN, he said he couldn't breathe. So, I mean, I don't know. The dude's throat might go a lot further than ours.
All I know is Chael Sonnen, he's on a Legends butt-whooping tour. So, be on the lookout, folks.
Well, maybe when he says that, maybe it's him getting his ass kicked.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense after tonight.
Yeah. He's going around and seeing who can kick his ass.
Sonnen getting ass kicked to her.
Tito Ortiz leaves the sport with like what, a
12-1, I think.
Yeah, and then I think Sonnen's about like that too.
Yeah.
I think that's his 15th loss. So
he's working his way up to the top.
But if Bellator does one thing good, it's definitely market their fights. I mean, after tonight, I desperately want a Miller Lite, and I desperately want to grab a few buddies and buy some tokens.
And go Wednesday night at Dave & Buster's.
I want that so bad at tonight.
You know what my favorite brand of whiskey is? Or rum? Rum, I mean.
No, Mormon, let me know.
It is Black Hearts spiced rum.
The what do you chase it with?
Nothing.
Oh, I chase it with Miller Lite.
Oh, well, I like Miller chasing it with Miller Lite too, but I like to drink Miller Lite before, during, and after. I like to mix my rum with Miller Lite and just drink it.
Actually, this podcast is being fueled by Miller High Life's. We decided to be poor tonight, so after this podcast, we're going to Dave & Buster's.
And we're going to spend some $50 so we can get a sweet whoopee cushion from the prize.
So, yeah, basically, Ortiz won the fight. They didn't talk afterwards. I mean, they weren't cordial afterwards. And that's the end of Ortiz, hopefully.
Felt like Chael like ran out of the ring or something. Didn't see him at all. I don't even remember the hand raising, like who won this fight. And
well, you gotta admit Ortiz was probably, well, not Ortiz. You gotta admit Sonnen was probably embarrassed to lose to fucking Tito Ortiz because no one has done that in quite a while.
He probably had to get back to the chopper.
At this point, I was hoping that Arnold was going to come out.
You're terminated. Get to the chopper.
Now, Ortiz, after the fight, did think his, like, fifth really plastic surgeried up
wife or girlfriend, whoever she is.
Whatever it is.
I love you, baby.
They're going to be together forever. Mark that down. Ortiz did have his son in there, and his son was just about the size of the Joe Rogan look-alike post-fight guy.
Hey, you know what I like? Maybe Jimmy Smith can take over for that Goldberg guy on UFC. So when you're watching UFC, you'd be like, what the hell is, am I high or drunk?
Especially if Jimmy Smith goes and gets, like, sleeve tattoos down both arms, you wouldn't know who the fuck.
Yeah, you'd be like, Joe Rogan, Jimmy Smith.
So the one thing I can say about this is I've never seen a national anthem before a fight.
Oh, that's true. I've never seen it. This is my first time.
It was very awkward. And what made it even more awkward is it was Chris fucking Daughtry singing it.
Some dude from middle of Blue Springs, Missouri, I think. They had like Marines come into the octagon. It made no sense. I mean, I don't know. I've never seen it in UFC, Bellator.
It was weird, and then Tito Ortiz is sitting there getting amped up over this anthem, and Chael Sonnen has a hand over his heart. Fucking John Lovitz is watching from the audience. Demi Lovato is watching from the audience because she's scouting.
She's
for the
Scott
next
Coker right now, so
she's sucking off Scott Coker. She's scouting all the fighter cock she's going to be on.
She's getting some of that Bellator money.
I mean, I can't verify for sure, but I think she's fucked Roy Nelson, Bigfoot Silva, Anderson Silva, Vanderlei Silva, Gene Silva.
Every Silva.
So, I mean, good for her. I mean, she's She's found a niche. She's find her type. And, you know, nothing but fucking leg locks and scissor locks and
tap outs.
Fucking tap outs. So really, there's not. We wanted to maybe talk about Bellator a little bit more, but there's nothing to talk about.
It all went by pretty quick. The last few fights.
Yeah, the last few fights went by quick after a boring start. So, Bellator, the next stop.
Mulvane, Kansas.
We'll see how that goes. That'll
out of Wichita.
No star power there. And I'm pretty sure Daughtry isn't going to be there.
I don't even think the president of Bellator is going to show up to Mulvane, Kansas.
No, you know, do you know, honestly, though?
Or the CEO, Scott Coker.
I hope Demi Lovato's there so I can bone her.
I'm going to track her down and be like, hey, look at me. I'm a white fucking Conor McGregor. I don't have tattoos, but...
You're going to wear your tap-out shirt.
I'm going to wear my tap-out shirt because I'm a badass.
And she's going to be all over it.
I'll be like, hey, you don't watch Strikeforce? I'm at Strikeforce.
Bet you don't remember Strikeforce, do you? And then she's just...
Strikeforce, oh, get on. Get your pants off, boy.
Bellator, another big show that didn't quite live up to...
The really last big show before this was
Gracie Shamrock, I would say. Yeah. Oh my god, it was fucking terrible.
I think the next big one is
King Mizzo versus
and Rampage Jackson.
Yeah.
Which I kind of see a pattern in this. It's all the, I don't know if you could call them washed up, but there's a lot of older folks coming from UFC.
I'll be damned if the Tank Abbott Don Fry fight isn't going to happen next, come May. So,
are you talking about Mulvane?
In Mulvane, Kansas.
Because that is on my list.
So, we have a new POTUS.
DJT, Donald John Trump.
So, tell me, Mormon, how many Facebook tirades did you see over the last couple of days?
I'm going to go based on my friends, probably 98% of them.
Just Facebook tirades over and over. If you, like, listen to protesters' interviews and stuff like that, when they talk about, you know, trying to make a change and stuff like that, the one thing they bring up, a lot of them do, is if you just send out one tweet or several tweets or you go on a Facebook tirade, you're not making a change.
You're also not if you're one of those... From inauguration day, they decided to bust the windows of Bank of America and Starbucks, who donated for Hillary Clinton, but yet you're smashing the windows of the people. You, it makes no sense.
They torched that one dude's car,
the limo,
who had probably nothing to do with it.
Yeah, shit, fuck you, boys.
So. The protesters, like, don't even, I get if you want to send out a bunch of angry tweets, you just got to get, you got to let that hate out. I get it. Or, you know, you want to go on Facebook, log in, take your time to share news that you like, right? Just totally biased news and just go on a Facebook tirade. But if you don't think that you're anything more than a number, you're a social security number to these people.
Yep.
Go to work. Be thankful you have a fucking job. And fuck off.
We're probably paying for those people that have been protesting all over.
I don't get it. And the Facebook tirade thing is just, it's annoying as fuck. I mean.
I had some people after the election. They were like, this is a sad day for our country. I'm worried about the LGBTQs, the illegals, and yada, yada, yada. Well, as long as you're not an illegal, I don't think much is going to change for you. The Supreme Court has already ruled on gay marriage.
Yeah,
Donald Trump can't change that. If you're illegal, why are you in this country anyways? You're getting all these free benefits I can't get, so.
But you know what? You should go on a Facebook tirade about it. It'll change everything.
I think so. You have to check the Cesspool Podcast Facebook page for that. If you guys even... I see you guys go visit the page like 80 times every post. It would be great just to get a like, okay? Because we got 10 likes, and it's pretty sad. You guys go visit it, but you don't... I guess it's too hard to go take your mouse over the like button, click like. So if that could change, okay, we would appreciate it.
We're going to start protesting if you don't fucking hit the like button.
And we're coming for you.
We're starting in Mulvane, Kansas.
Mulvane, Kansas, we come for you.
And we're going to go randomly to a car, torch it.
Flip it upside down.
Because you don't like our page.
We're going to record it on our Facebook.
We want change.
We're going to get change.
So one thing I'd like to say is, if you don't like Donald Trump, and hey, I don't know him personally. I don't really give a fuck about the guy. I just know I'm not going. Unfortunately, I'm not going to go waste my time torching up another dude's car. So, all I'm saying is, if you don't like Donald Trump, maybe you will enjoy his porn parodies. How about Donald Tramp, the Triple X parody? You like that one, Mormon?
I like it. 22 minutes long.
What about the Donald? What about Erection 2016? What about Fuck Trump? And what, or if you don't like any of those, what about Mass Debate?
Mass Debate.
So if you don't like,
Fuck Trump, is that like a gay porno or something?
I hope so.
I want it to be one.
In one of the porns, Trump says, well, Trump, let's put that in quotes. Maybe it is Trump.
Or Tramp.
Now let's have sex while I whisper racist comments in your ear. Then he says Bernie Sanders looks like an elderly Rick Moranis. If that doesn't turn you on, I don't know what will.
It's got me hard right now, folks.
Who would you prefer to fuck? Would it be Trump's wife or Trump's daughter?
Oh.
Not his sons.
God dang it. I was going for his sons. In this nephew, or whoever Barron is.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, actually.
He's 10 years old, so that's CP.
He's off limits, I guess.
He's off limits unless you're in a foreign country.
Yeah, then he's making you money.
Yeah. I'm going to go Ivanka, because she is...
I'd go for that. I'd go either way.
I like that Ivanka kind of... Well, mainly she speaks English, unlike Melania. She speaks like some broken English. She, you know what I'm saying? She's like, oh, put it on the eyes. Da, da, da. But Ivanka, oh, I saw her last night in one of the ball gowns, and oh, God, oh, she's hot.
So Mormon's going for Ivanka, huh? Save went for Melania, so that's 1-1. I'd go Ivanka, so that's 2-1.
So I'll keep.
I probably go, but I mean. They're not related, so if you could get a threesome.
Yeah. And it might be tricky.
Just blindfold Melania long enough.
If they could name a porn after your life, what would it be?
Donald Tramp.
Oh, is that about your life?
Oh, it's the Mormon Tramp.
The Mormon Tramp? Starring Tom Bruise.
Tom Schlong Bruise.
The I read an interesting thing.
I suck ya, Schlong.
The guy with the biggest penis.
You saw that video? Roberto from Mexico?
Article. I read, yeah.
19 inches?
18.9.
Yeah, I saw that last night.
But did you see that they wanted him to get reduction?
Yeah, I heard it bring it down to like 8 or 9 inches, which is,
you can't do that, dude.
You can't, I mean.
If you had, it's like all the way down his pant leg, dude.
Oh, when you see him walk with the pants on, you know what's up. And you know you want some. You know, even if you're straight, you're still watching that video because you're intrigued.
Well, did you read how he got... Because he achieved that big of a dick. Did you see how he achieved it?
No, I didn't. Well,
many a years ago, this dude started stretching it out and like putting weights on it and shit like that. He stretched it out to 18.9. That's fucking crazy, man. Would you be willing to go that far?
If I was him, I'd probably do him porn right now. I'm pretty sure there's a niche for that.
Yeah, Donald Trump.
If Octomom can make $1 million shoving a dildo up her pussy, this guy can make well more than $1 million.
Well, and not only Octomom is, what was the Sydney Leathers or whatever? Who was the Wiener and Me? Anthony Wiener and Me or whatever?
Anthony Wiener, that one hot chick.
Yeah, she made a video. This guy might as well cash in on his gigantic, just.
You thought Lexington Steel was a man? Roberto, he's a man.
This is not a good-looking guy either.
No, not at all, but.
I mean, he makes Ron Jeremy look like a handsome motherfucker. Like, but this guy, basically, he used weights and stretched out his schlong, and now it's 18.9.
Well, I had no clue. I thought he was just like. Born there.
Yeah, you must have not read the article all the way down or something.
I just watched a sweet video from KNBC 9 News. Somehow, Kansas City's posting about this video.
Oh, really? I only read an article about it. They get.
Oh, this was a Lad Bible on Facebook. Never mind.
Oh, okay. Just local news. After your weather, let's talk about this guy with the colossal schlong.
Colossal member.
It's going to be 42. You know what else is 42? The inches of this guy's schlong. All right, Mormon, you're a rabid fucking theater goer, aren't you? Like,
yeah, I've gotten around seeing a few movies lately.
Last year, what was your favorite movie? Because we already did that show, but I think John said something nerdy as fuck. He said like
some Batman or some Batman stuff or Superman, Marvel, DC Comics.
But we don't have to worry about John anymore. Because that motherfucker's dead.
Now, when you mean my favorite movie, do you mean movie that came out in theaters that's hasn't came out on DVD in 2017? Or
are we talking Donald Trump? Yeah, so like last year in the theater, what's the best one you saw? Is it one of the fucking 48 Tom Hanks movies you went and saw?
It's either Sully or Deepwater Horizon. Even though the movie I saw last night definitely topped both of them.
Speaking of that, what did you see last night?
I saw Patriot's Day with Mark Wahlberg.
So is that, what is that about?
That is about the Boston Marathon bombings.
Oh, okay.
It's a awesome movie.
Well, who does Mark Wahlberg play? Does he play the backpack guy that's in jail now or whatever? Do they paint him up in blackface? And
I wish, because he's, who knows what he's up to next. Probably playing a Newtown shooter or something.
Who does he play?
He's a, he plays a, what's called a composite character, which is a person of all these people that were at the same place. They join them together, and that's who you come up with. So he's in all the places at all the same time during the timeline of the Boston Marathon. He's there when the bombs go off. He's there when the shooting in Watertown. He's there when they capture the guy in the boat.
Is he like eating Wahlburgers and shit while he's there? He's always got like a Wahlburger in his hand?
I think so. He's got a Wahlburgers hat. He's eating Wahlburgers. It's in Boston, so he's probably next stop of Wahlburgers, Mike.
We need to get as much fucking marketing in this movie that we can.
Yeah, I mean, he's already got a show called Wahlburgers. Let's get some more, Mike.
So, do they depict the people getting, like, their legs blown off and shit?
The first probably 30 minutes is the marathon and then the bombings, which you see a lot of people getting their limbs blown off and everything. And then the rest of the movie is them hunting them down, the Sarnia brothers.
Yeah, so you know what the good part is, even if you get your legs blown off? you can still enjoy a Wahlburger.
Well, you can still enjoy Wahlburgers. If you got your fingers, you can still go under Brazzers.com.
Yeah. One guy that won't be going on Brazzers is John. John's gone.
Rest his soul.
Have you ever seen those conspiracy that the people that say, like, and it just made me think of the Boston Marathon thing when they talk about, like, the Sandy Hook.
Oh, I've gone down the Sandy Hook thing on YouTube, and I don't know. Every other thing, they release autopsy photos. JFK, there's autopsy photos. I'm not sure what the holdup is on this, but when you start watching all these videos, you kind of get a sense. I mean, when you get to watch this video, the school district didn't want paramedics to go inside the school, which I don't know why you wouldn't. Yeah, there's also this very prominent video of this guy, which I'll show you, but you'll have to look it up on your own. It's this guy that's playing a father of a Sandy Hook victim. He's laughing when he walks into the camera, and then he starts getting into what actors do, getting into he's getting into character.
Yeah.
And he starts hyperventilating and doing all this other stuff, which I don't get that. If my two kids were killed in some mass shooting, I wouldn't be laughing, joking around while, you know, 30 seconds before I do a press conference with people. So that I don't get.
That a lot of the pictures that the government did release were, like, showed kids, you know, like, in their parents' arms or whatever. There was also pictures of, like, the same kids.
There's also the same thing with what they call crisis actors. You can go look through different tragedies, and there's the same people. I watched a video with this one. They had a SWAT team that was walking through the streets. This guy panned around, and then once he saw the cameras that were looking at him, he looked away while the other two members of this SWAT team didn't notice anything. There was another video where it broke down everything for this. Broke it pretty much down to a FEMA training scenario. Which I don't get it. If you watch this video, it shows they've got colored name bands or bands around their neck, and it makes no sense. I mean, you look at Columbine. There's videos, there's pictures of Columbine. There's no pictures of Sandy Hook. Pretty much the same thing. There's no pictures. No videos, no nothing. I want to believe this was true, but then if we find out later on, this was just a hoax. I mean, it makes you wonder what else was a hoax.
Me and the Badger were talking about we should do a show just on conspiracy theories. Now, some are lame and some are crazy, but some are also well thought out and could totally make sense. I don't know. The 9/11 thing is so fucking played out, it's kind of hard to bring up, but... There's other stuff, which, you know, let's go back to the movie thing is, why are, like, especially movies coming out this year seem so fucking lame to me? Like, the Split, is it called Split?
Oh, Split, which, yeah, do you want to know, like, a spoiler for that, from what I've been told?
Well, the thing is about Split is... If you've ever dated a woman should play that role, and it would totally fucking make sense. She should be Split. This dude that you think's all crazy and acting like he's got 29 personalities, have you never been around a woman? This is a normal fucking movie.
Happens every day, guys.
So
get yourself a guy. Get yourself a man. A real man.
What's the spoiler for Split?
Okay, apparently... I was told this, and then it popped up on a website. Have you seen the movie Unbreakable with...
Lexington Steele?
I wish it was him, yeah. But he's...
I haven't seen it, so go ahead.
Bruce Willis. Have you ever seen the movie Unbreakable with Bruce Willis?
No.
Okay, it's a film also by M. Night Shyamalan, who does Split. So apparently, these two movies, even though they're like 14 or so years apart, they take place in the same universe. And apparently, at the end of Split, there is a person, a cat, in a restaurant, just like there is in Unbreakable, that has, just like Bruce Willis, they both, I think, in the same.
Can we all give the award to the worst movie title being the fucking Bye Bye Man? Can we just give that to? I would not be scared of any motherfucker named the fucking Bye Bye Man.
That should be a Netflix only.
That is fucking terrible. Did you ever see? And people love this movie.
Here comes a train. I'm taking a shot. Train? I'm taking a drink.
God damn! You can hear the fucking train. Did you ever see the Babadook? Or the Babadook or whatever the fuck it is. The Babadook or whatever. Is that what it is?
Babadook.
The Babadook?
These English folks. Yeah, I saw it.
Fucking sucked. I took my time. People loved it.
Yeah, people sucked. Said that was the most scariest movie ever.
What part is scary? I mean, dude, the corny, like, Willy Wonka hands that were coming up the stairs to fucking jack off the kid? Or the constant, like, let's look downstairs at nothing. That movie sucked.
The scariest movie I've seen last year is probably Conjuring 2.
Obviously, a lot of the horror movies is just, hey, it's really quiet, and then we're going to hit you with the sound.
Yeah, it's like a... What was that? Paranormal Activity? That really started this whole...
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I don't...
Well, you said you saw Blair Witch. I didn't like Blair Witch.
Blair Witch was pretty much just like a Paranormal Activity. You're filming, and I don't know. It's a.
Oh yeah, well, like Cloverfield. Fuck that.
I saw Cloverfield. Was that two? That to me was not. That was more of a science fiction movie. People like to base that as a horror movie. It makes no sense. When I think of horror movies, like. I want to see the new Mummy that's coming out. I mean, I know it's not going to be like the original ones back in the 30s, which probably be better than what these are.
Movies, I really don't... I don't see a whole fucking lot of movies. I usually like to watch comedies, but sometimes they're hard to sift through because, like, even for a while, like, the Melissa McCarthy movies were coming out so fucking often. I don't want to see that bitch in anything.
Oh, she's like Girl Scouts and
Boss. It was something with Sandra
Heat.
Bullock.
Yeah, and, The Heat.
She was in that one where she was like Master of Disguise or some fucked up shit. Like they do this with actors. Like Kevin Hart had a ton of movies come out, and it's like they choose a person and they beat it into the ground,
and then they move on to the next person.
Yeah, post production of movies is crazy.
Take forever.
But I can tell you this. You can make like 60 Babadooks or whatever it was because...
Like you just put like jumps in the spots. You know there's going to be jumps and people... Yeah, I mean...
Well, it's kind of hard not to do. Like even if you were, you know, like if you're at home with the lights off and then like a big loud...
Oh, crash, yeah, it's going to... Yeah, it's going to be... Jump. You're going to jump. You'll be...
The like superhero movies, that's not for me. I mean, it's cool. In the Avengers, it's cool.
Like, I've yet to see the first Avengers.
Like, yeah, you know, the Hulk gets slammed into a building and he's scraping all the way down the building. It looks cool, but I'm not invested in that.
The only superhero movie I like is Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr. When he retires that, it's over for me for what little thread I've been holding on to.
Yeah, it just seems like they're really trying to capitalize on every... I didn't like Deadpool.
I've yet to see that.
I don't care about Deadpool. And that's supposedly another fucking awesome movie.
I'm wanting to see it because of like rated R or something.
Yeah. I mean, people love it. I don't give a fuck about it.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Ryan Reynolds.
I remember that dude was like Green Lantern or something. And for that kind of threw me off because like, dude, you already bombed us this one. How can we go be like, we're Deadpool?
You look at this city and this is kind of my bitch. I get that we have the Chiefs and Royals and that's great. I'm not going to count NHL hockey.
Missouri Mavericks.
I'm not going to count that. We don't have a college here. I'm not going to count UMKC. It's a basketball team in like some kind of Horizon or MidCon or whatever the fuck conference. I'm not counting that.
Mid-America.
Is it Mid-America? They're not good. So we really don't have a college that does anything. Chiefs Royals, that's great. And some, obviously some cities don't have that. But we have a big arena downtown. That's an awesome fucking area. And all we use it for is
concerts.
It sucks.
And Monster Jam.
And pre-game or preseason NBA.
Yeah, heat a couple games. Heat games, yeah.
So for...
I would kill to have an NBA or an NHL team.
It'd be great. And we have the arena for it. That's what's...
You're looking at like 6 months of the year. You're watching those teams play.
Yeah, well, a place like L.A., you have all year long. Like, for us right now, obviously the Chiefs are out of it. You have to wait for that, the first part of, like, Royals baseball. And then people are going to act like they're excited about it and shit, which is fine, but...
And then you go you realize there's 182 games left. And it's like,
But I mean, some people would probably be like, oh, I'd love to have those teams. Yeah, but I'm just talking about L.A. L.A., it's a little crazy. Like, I'm shocked that after the Rams went there, the fucking Chargers followed suit.
But I'm more convinced the Chargers will have a winning season before the Rams do.
Yeah, the Chargers got that fucking, like, white supremacist logo going on with the...
Yeah, the L.A., the lightning bolt. And
I'm in now.
I'm in.
But, so did you read about that, like, spring football league that's starting?
Yeah, like the it's like a feeder, kind of like
they're trying to
be on and off minor league or something. Maybe they're going to play like 4 games a season for like veterans and,
it's like 4 teams. It's going to be 6 game season. It's going to be on TV. They're not going to get paid. It's kind of going to be like a tryout for an NFL. Did you see some of the names they're trying to invite in?
No, I didn't.
Vince Young, who's got to be Vince old by now.
Is that the dude from the Texans?
When
Texas the dude that wanted to kill himself?
Yeah, that's him. Ray Rice. And they want Johnny Manziel. That's the three.
I actually heard about Johnny Manziel on ESPN today. He's sober, and he's ready to resume his NFL career. I don't know how you can go there. What round was he for the Browns? Was second?
No, he was a first round, like 22nd.
Oh, okay, yeah, because they had like 2 or 3. Okay, they had 2 picks. I don't know how you can go there, take your millions of dollars, and piss that down the drain.
Yeah, decide, hey, I'm not ready to be sober at the moment.
I'm just going to go party, y'all.
But it's funny, this spring football thing, it's kind of intriguing.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope they televise it.
Is there anybody you'd like to see? Like, I'd like to see Manziel and like Ray Rice on the same team.
Maybe who's that kicker from the Giants?
Oh, Josh Brown. He should be the kicker.
Yeah.
Was it Chris Henry? The guy thrown off the truck. Is he dead? Pat Tillman? No.
Pat Tillman?
Like to see Baronis.
Rob Baronis.
I'd like to see the punter from that the Wisconsin team. No, but guys that do the minor league football thing, I mean, not just the arena league, but I'm talking like the semi-pro football stuff. You know they're getting hit a lot harder. You know, they're in some park somewhere. I highly doubt if, you know, they get flagged, and even if they did, what the fuck would it matter? Those, you know, people are putting their lives on the line.
The last play I can remember being should have been called was the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were playing Cincinnati Bengals. The punter for the Bengals punted off. Okay. He's sitting there. He's following the play. All right, he's not involved in the play at all. Okay, And then he gets rocked by James Harrison, breaks a vertebrae. Oh, there's no flag. Yeah. How can you just go hit a punter? I mean, he's a defenseless player. He has no involvement in the play 10 yards in front of him, and you don't call a play. Okay, that, I understand. Yeah, 15-yard, probably eject the guy. But when you get to Tom Brady and he's bitching about he got pushed to the ground.
Yeah, James Harrison, who spends like $400,000 on his body and stuff like that, he's going to. You know, one thing about punters, though, not only the Colts punter, who said something funny today.
Pat McAfee.
The Colts, punters seem to be outspoken for the most part. There was a gay punter.
Chris Cluey. He spoke out about gay rights.
And he was a really good kicker, right? He actually,
as far as I know, he did good. I think it was a 4, and then Brett Favre came in, and he wanted Brett Favre to bring up 5 times in a press conference his band name, and he would give Brett Favre his jersey number.
His band name?
I want to see it succeed because every other pro league has a minor league. I don't know why the NFL can't have it. Like, why have the practice squad? Why have a practice squad of 5 players you have to sign when you can have those people from whatever the development league you can pick from them?
They don't. You remember NFL Europe? Did you ever see any of that?
I didn't see it, but I know it had like 8 teams or something over there.
I think like Brock Lesnar did a few games for that.
Are we talking about the ESPN 30 for 30 XFL that's coming up?
Is it coming up finally?
It is.
Have you went on YouTube and watched any of the XFL stuff? It's corny as fuck, but there's some stuff that's actually kind of cool.
But it was, you had to run to the 50-yard line to get the ball, and then you got to, you know, from that.
That's goofy as fuck.
You go look at the NFL now, and God forbid, Antonio Brown, you know, twerks in the end zone. Let's flag him. He'll pay $10,000.
What did they just fine Kelsey, like $12,000 for?
Oh, yeah. He said the refs weren't qualified to work at Reebok or Foot Locker. I mean, if I was Roger Goodell, I couldn't pass these through. They make no sense to me. I'm looking for illegal hits, stuff like that. I'm not looking for people that go, oh, this ref couldn't work this, or I'm going to torque in the end zone. It really is turning into the no fun league.
Well, the pussification of sports is with hockey, too. You used to always see, like, hockey fights. ESPN used to start with hockey fights. There's no fights anymore.
Yep, that's true. They rarely. If there's no hockey fights, ESPN's not bringing it up.
There's, and with football, like, now Sean Taylor's passed away, obviously. That dude used to just launch himself. And I get that concussions is not a good thing. I get that.
You get paid millions of dollars. I would take millions of dollars to take a headshot.
Is that innuendo?
Oh, you're goddamn right, it's innuendo. Multiple headshots.